News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The Cabinet Committee on Security on Wednesday cleared the purchase of 83 light combat aircraft Tejas from the Hindustan Aeronautics Limited. The deal, worth ₹48,000 crore, will be the biggest ever in the indigenous military aviation sector. The approval by the CCS, which is headed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, comes 10 months after the Defence Acquisition Council in March 2020 okayed the procurement of 83 more advanced Mark 1A versions of the light combat aircraft. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh confirmed the development, saying the largest indigenous defence procurement deal worth about 48,000 crores will strengthen the IAF's fleet of homegrown fighter jet LCA Tejas. This deal will be a game changer for self-reliance in the Indian defense manufacturing, he added in a tweet. The LCA Tejas is going to be the backbone of the IAF fighter fleet in years to come, said Singh. The indigenous content of LCA Tejas is 50% in MK1A variant, which will be enhanced to 60%, he said. Singh added, HAL has already set up second-line manufacturing facilities at its Nasik and Bengaluru divisions. The purchase is in addition to an earlier deal to buy 40 of the combat aircraft, and the locally made jets are set to join the Indian Air Force fleet over the course of the next 6 to 7 years. The ratification by the CCS paves the way for the signing of the contract, which is expected to take place next month during the Aero India Defence Expo. The Mark 1A version of the jet will have 43 improvements over the initial version, including major improvements to enhance operational capability. These include easier maintenance, active electronically scanned array radar, electronic warfare suite, and beyond visual range missile capabilities that will include the Indian-made air-to-air missile Astra Mark 1. It will also have the ability to carry missiles for long range. The Indian Air Force plans to switch to the locally manufactured Tejas, the LCA Mark 1A, 3 years after it floated a tender from international producers for 114 aircraft. India had invited bids for the purchase of the 114 jets in 2018, which attracted offers from Boeing, Lockheed Martin and Saab AB of Sweden, worth $15 billion. This comes as a sign that the country seeks to abandon expensive defense purchases from abroad. According to an earlier statement by Chief of Defense Staff Bipin Rawat, the move is aimed at replacing the aging fleet of the Indian Air Force and will be a milestone in India's bid to start using locally made weapons. In addition to the jets, artillery guns, air defense systems and radars will be indigenously produced as well, he had said. The 123 Tejas fighters procured by the IAF will be in 3 different variants, all powered by a General Electric engine. So far, 20 have been made in what is called the initial operational clearance version. Another 20 are being made in what is called the final operational clearance version. These 123 jets will be followed by the Mark II variant, which are medium-weight fighters. The Allahabad High Court on Wednesday ruled that mandatory publication of notices for interfaith marriages will be optional in order to protect the liberty and privacy of the couples. Justice Vivek Chaudhary observed that the publication of notices would invade the fundamental rights of liberty and privacy and also affect a couple's decision to marry due to interference from state and non-state actors. In an order that is likely to bring relief to interfaith couples, the court said it will be optional for couples to make a request in writing to a marriage officer to publish or not publish a notice regarding the union. While giving notice under Section 5, it shall be optional for the parties to the intended marriage to make a request in writing to the marriage officer to publish or not to publish a notice under Section 6, the court said. According to a section of the Special Marriages Act 1954, an interfaith couple is required to submit a notice of the marriage to the district marriage officer. The notice is further displayed in the official's office in case anyone wishes to raise an objection to the marriage within 30 days. The court order further read, in case they do not make such a request for publication of notice in writing, while giving notice, the marriage officer shall not publish any such notice or entertain objections to the intended marriage and proceed with the solemnization of the marriage. Therefore, the requirement of publication of notice under Section 6 and inviting or entertaining objections under Section 7 can only be read as directory in nature, to be given effect only on request of parties to the intended marriage and not otherwise, it said. U.S. President Donald Trump was impeached by the U.S. House for a historic second time on Wednesday, charged with incitement of insurrection over the deadly mob siege of the Capitol in a swift and stunning collapse of his final days in office. With the Capitol secured by armed National Guard troops inside and out, the House voted 232 to 197 to impeach Trump. The proceedings moved at lightning speed, with lawmakers voting just 1 week after violent pro-Trump loyalists stormed the U.S. Capitol, egged on by the president's calls for them to fight like hell against the election results. 10 Republicans fled Trump, joining Democrats who said he needed to be held accountable and warned ominously of a clear and present danger if Congress should leave him unchecked before Democrat Joe Biden's inauguration on January 20. Trump is the only U.S. president to be twice impeached. It was the most bipartisan presidential impeachment in modern times, more so than against Bill Clinton in 1998. Holed up at the White House, watching the proceedings on TV, Trump later released a video statement in which he made no mention at all of the impeachment, but appealed to his supporters to refrain from any further violence or disruption of Biden's inauguration. "Like all of you, I was shocked and deeply saddened by the calamity at the Capitol last week," he said, his first condemnation of the attack. He appealed for unity to move forward and said, "Mob violence goes against everything I believe in and everything our movement stands for. No true supporter of mine could ever disrespect law enforcement." Trump was first impeached by the House in 2019 over his dealings with Ukraine, but the Senate voted in 2020 acquit. He is the first president to be impeached twice. None has been convicted by the Senate, but Republicans said on Wednesday that could change in the rapidly shifting political environment as office holders, donors, big business and others peel away from the defeated president. The soonest Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell would start an impeachment trial is next Tuesday, the day before Trump is already set to leave the White House, McConnell's office said. The legislation is also intended to prevent Trump from ever running again. And five-time Olympic swimming medalist Cleet Keller was charged on Wednesday with participating in a deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol after video emerged that appeared to show him among those storming the building last week. An FBI complaint citing screenshots from the video asked that a warrant be issued charging Keller with knowingly entering a restricted building to impede an official government function, disorderly conduct, and obstructing law officers during the frightening ordeal. It wasn't clear if he had been taken into custody. The 38-year-old Keller competed in the 2000, 2004, and 2008 Summer Olympics. He captured 2 golds and a silver as a member of the 800-meter freestyle relay, as well as a pair of individual bronzes in the 400 free. Messages seeking comment left with Keller and his sister, former Olympic swimmer Kaylin Keller, were not immediately returned. "We respect private individuals and groups' rights to peacefully protest, but in no way condone the actions taken by those at the Capitol last week," USA Swimming said in a statement, noting that Keller has not been a member of the organization since he retired after the 2008 Beijing Games. Keller's alleged participation in the Capitol protest was first reported this week by SwimSwam, a site dedicated to covering competitive swimming and other aquatic sports. It pointed to video posted to social media by Town Hall reporter Julio Rosas, which showed a tall man wearing a U.S. Olympic team jacket among the rioters as officers attempted to clear the rotunda. SwimSwam said at least a dozen people within the sport have identified the man as Keller after reviewing the video and screenshots. The FBI affidavit specifically cited screenshots that shows the person identified as Keller wearing a U.S. Olympic team jacket. It also pointed out that the former swimmer is listed as 6'6", and the person in the video appears to be one of the tallest individuals in the video depicting individuals in the rotunda. Keller trained for several years under coach Bob Bowman, who's best known as the longtime coach and mentor of Michael Phelps, winner of the most gold medals in Olympic history. Keller has deleted his social media accounts, which reportedly showed he was an outspoken supporter of President Trump. Keller's athletic achievements are unlikely to be affected by the charges, though he could be shunned by USA Swimming and the USOPC at promotional events and other functions featuring former Olympians. The International Olympic Committee has only stripped medals from athletes who violated doping rules and other regulations during competition. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.